now. It's just coming up to 10:44 at Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Wall with Eat My Brunch. I'm joined in the studio by three guests today. I've got Penny Hollington from Hollington Associates, Jane Bennett from Bennett's Funerals, and also Paul Golder from Phoenix FM. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello. He doesn't sound very excited as OP, does he, really? Now, you've come in today to talk about the Brentwood Community Firewalk. So, very good morning to all of you, and thanks for coming in. Can I just start with you, Penny, and just want to find out, before we talk about the Firewalk, just tell us about Hollington Associates and what you do.
I'm a recruiter, and I specialise in office support staff. So I work with clients and candidates across the whole of Essex.
Excellent. And do you do retraining for people, or is it people coming in any age group?
It's people at all levels of their career, so it could be someone going into their first job or an experienced professional. So I help people find jobs, and I help to find people for clients, but I also help candidates with CVs and with interview coaching.
CVs change quite a lot over the years.
Yes,
now they have,
very, yeah. Very much, yes.
Do you have to put a statement about what you're like at the top? Is that still the thing to do?
A personal profile is still a good thing to have, I think, yes.
Mm. I know that Paul's looking at me with he's got a personal profile. You're thinking of me, aren't you, Paul?
I'm thinking about, yeah, I could get another job. Actually, we could send you a lot of presenters our way as well.
Thank you very much. There we go. Didn't know my job was finished so quickly. Very good morning to Jane Bennett from Bennett's Funerals. Nice to see you again, Jane. You're always popping in. Have to say, before we talk about the business, I was just having a look on your website, which is fabulous. You've got the Bennett's Tribute Garden. What a fantastic idea. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're 125 years old this year, and we wanted to celebrate in different ways. One of the ways that we are celebrating is to plant 125 trees.
Yep.
It will be within the Brentwood and the Billericay area in different places. So we've already planted in Lake Meadows. There's some being planted at Worley and at South Weald. And it's very exciting. We've also taken some out to the schools in the Brentwood area. And some are going out to the schools in the Billericay area too.
Tell us about, with funerals, they have changed so much. If you think over the last 20 years, people are doing more of a celebration now. So how has it changed? How have you noticed a change?
It's changed quite dramatically over that time. And I think mainly it's because the families choose to personalise the funeral so much more than they did.
Mm.
They used to be very standard, service in church frequently with hymns, and then they would go to a crematorium or to the cemetery for a short committal service.
Mm.
Even now, the church services are more personalised as well, with members of the family and friends being able to speak and give eulogies,
yeah,
and poems, as well as more popular music as well.
I mean, dealing with people and their grief, obviously, when they come in to arrange a funeral, do you find that those type of funerals actually help somebody with their grief? Is it make it easier rather than having that sort of standard funeral, do you think?
Everybody's different.
Mm.
And still, you will have families who will want something very traditional.
Yeah.
And that works for them.
Mm.
So it needs to be personalised accordingly. So whether it is with popular music and a non-religious service, or with a traditional service, it's whatever is best for them.
So, and we will give the details, obviously, for both businesses at the end, but you are both here to talk about Brentwood Community Firewalk, which is in its third year. It's raised over £31,500 in the last 2 years for charities. So tell us a little bit about that, how you both got involved. So we start with you, Jane. How did you get involved?
It all started a few years ago when Mary Hills from Frontline and I were discussing a way of fundraising for local communities, and we came up with the idea of the Firewalk.
Mm.
So the first one took place in 2014 here at Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
It went very, very well. We had another one last year, which also went well. So we think we've got a formula, but this year is going to be slightly different.
Yeah, this year is going to be it's going to be later. It's later in the year, and also you've got an event going on afterwards, which we'll talk about in a sec. So, Penny, did you do the Firewalk? Did you go across the coals last year?
I certainly did. I think as I was involved with organising it, I think I was hoping that I wouldn't have to do that, but I got roped in. But yes, it was it's certainly a good experience and something that I think everyone should give it a go.
Now, our very own boss, Paul, here, Well, my boss, not your boss. Sorry. But you did the fireball. You did it twice.
I did. I did it twice last year, but that's, I think a lot of people do it twice. Once they've done it once, they think, oh, the adrenaline's there. Oh, that was great. I'm going to get back in the queue and go around and do it again. And then some people do it three times and four times. But then there was a bar open, so we had to just check that the bar was working okay. But it's actually, it's not as scary as people think. It's, you know, when you go through a 1 hour talk about it, and it's not really, I guess that I thought, oh, they're going to try and put me in like a trance-like state and it's going to be mind over matter. And it's not. It was much more cold, hard facts about, or hot, hard facts about doing the firewalk. It's, you know, it is hot, but if you walk over it in this way, you will not burn.
Yeah.
And it's and there are scientific reasons as to why the heat won't transfer onto your feet and burn you up if you keep moving, and then you wipe off all the hot ash at the end and that kind of thing. And out of all the people who did the... How many people did the firewalk last year?
Just about 80, I think.
No injuries.
No
one hurt at all. No one had any... We didn't get any reports of anybody getting blistered or anything like that. So it's pretty good,
So when you actually sign up to do this and you're thinking at home, oh, no, I don't want... They do actually give you an hour's worth of chatting before you do it, so you don't just get thrown onto the hot coals. But I have to say, the picture... I took a load of pictures last year, and the picture I took of Paul, there's one where both his feet are off of the coals at the same time, which I kind of thought was quite saintly. I don't know how you managed to do that. Whether he sort of glided across...
It's an old Hindu trick.
It's absolutely good. So you had over 80 people last year, and do people pay? Is there a fee to do it, or can they get? Can they sort of sponsor themselves? How does it work?
There is a fee to take part.
Yeah.
Which is payable in advance, and people can register now.
Yeah.
The fee is £15 to register in advance, and £20 to register on the day.
Right. Okay.
And if people can raise funds in advance for their favourite charity, that's fabulous news.
And this year, you've got... It's on Saturday the 29th of October at 5 p.m. And then there's going to be... It's going to be slightly different this year because you've got a Halloween-themed party after the event as well.
Yes, and it's going to be taking place at the old Brentwoods.
Yep.
So... Yes, it's fantastic that they're coming on board to help and support and combine the two events.
So is there any fee? So you just pay the initial fee for walking, doing the coals, raising the money for charity, and then the Halloween theme party is just the partying and turn up and obviously buy you drinks on the night.
Yes, there'll be refreshments available.
Lucky, that's a bit, you know, afterwards.
Yeah, you might be performing at that party.
What, on the hot coals? She was only out there 4 hours. I'm sure she's doing fine. So you two guys as long with Phoenix of actually putting all the event together. So will there be music? Is there going to be music? Going to be raffles and stuff on the night as well?
Not sure if there's going to be a raffle, but there will be some other entertainment. We're hoping that we will have a conker fight with the Earl of Brentwood and... Who was the other one?
The guy in the... There's the guy in the suit of armour. This is all about Brentwood Brewing Company. They have a couple of characters who... The guy with the suit of armour actually appears on the badge at a Brentwood Brewery Company. If you look at it, it's... I've got it in front of me, look, because we've got a bottle opener from them here. Oh. It's actually a guy with a... this is all poor radio, but it's a guy with a crown and a suit of armour, and he's pouring a beer into it. His mouth. So that guy is having a conker fight with another
somebody
guy
from Carlsberg, I think it is.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So who's got the best beer or something.
Oh. So it's a competition, but also that would be something for children to be involved with.
Yeah.
While the rest of us are going through the hour of power.
Hour of power.
The hour of power. Learning all about the firewall.
Is there an age limit as well, Penny? Is there an age limit for the... Do you have to be over 16 to take part?
You need to be over 14, and you need adult consent over 14, but otherwise you don't need adult consent over 18, obviously.
Now, at the moment, it is all the W's, brentwoodfirewalk.org.uk, that's the website. It's the 29th of October, and you'll be walking across the hot coals. Don't worry, because you do get your hour of power, the talk beforehand, so you don't burn your feet or anything at all. You can obviously join, you enter, you pay, and then you turn up on the day, and you can bring... It's a whole family event. I mean, last year there was loads of families, and people normally could do go across and do twice over. Are you going to just have the one lane of coals, or is it going to be two?
We hope this year, with more support and more notice, plus the fact that we've got the party as well, that we'll be able to have two lanes.
Mm.
Make it far more exciting.
And then Paul can glide across two of them at the same time. We'll get that on the front page of the Gazette, I feel.
And also, we're also encouraging people to dress up in fancy dress, because obviously we have the Halloween theme. So yeah. If people want to do the firewalk dressed up as a Halloween character or whatever, then we're encouraging people. But it's obviously not compulsory.
And just to what I'd say on that, does it have to be fire retardant? You can go across in your normal clothes. You just obviously don't wear anything like nylon, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anything like
all
that.
You have to do is, if you've got trousers or jeans, you just need to roll them up at the bottom. But yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Excellent. So you're all going to be going across twice then?
Probably.
I'll be there to take the pictures.
Possibly.
Like I was last year.
Are you giving it a go this year, Michelle?
I might do. Oh, yeah, I was just a bit worried that I'd fall over.
Now, we do have you know, for the last 2 years, we have group meetings. I get all 40 presenters in the same room, and I say, firewalk this year, who's going to go for it? And everyone's going, oh, well, that's a good idea, that's a good idea. On the day, everyone's run off.
I think I did some singing, didn't I? And then I came
outside.
You
did do some singing, yeah.
And then people throwing themselves on the coals, and then I came out and took some pictures afterwards. So I was there, yeah.
We'll try and get a bigger Phoenix team this year, I think.
Yeah.
It's a bit more competition for places on the station.
Maybe
the moment,
we should carry you across in one of those Roman, what are they called? Do you know those things where you had the leader?
Sedan chair?
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's kind of cheating, maybe.
A little bit.
Well, maybe for Paul, yeah.
I was perfectly happy.
You're perfectly happy.
I've still got it as my Facebook profile picture, yeah, me doing a firewalk. So
it's a good picture.
It's the only picture I had taken last year. That's why it's there. Yeah.
So if you do want to get involved, go to the website. It's all the W's, brentwoodfirewalk.org.uk. You can join up now. The event is taking place on the 29th of October. Don't forget, there's a Halloween theme party. They've raised over £31,500 for local charities and national charities. And just go in, have a look. You can see the gallery from the last 2 years. It's great fun for all the family. And then at the Ashwells, there'll be the Halloween theme party going on into the evening.
Old Brentwoods.
Old Brentwoods.
Ashwells Road. Not to be confused with Ashwells.
Yeah, don't go to Ashwells, because they won't know what you're talking about.
just follow the smell of burning.
Lovely. Right, 10:56. Thank you very much, girls, for coming in, and thank you very much to Paul. And
thank
as
you.
I said, check out the website, and we'll have those details up on the website shortly. Right, here is Kelvin Jones with Call You Home.